The next patient is Aureline Valley. The last name is V like in Victor, A, L like in Lima, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, E like in Echo. First name, Aureline, A, U, R like in Roger, E, L like in Lima, I, E, N like in November. Clinical case of a 90-year-old white male that was admitted to the hospital recently. He has a past history of a liver cirrhosis associated to hepatitis B. Period. The patient developed a clinical picture of nausea, vomiting, and some abdominal pain, went to the emergency room, and he was found with a serum albumin of 2.63 with 1.6 direct bilirubin. There was also elevation of the lipase to 268, and the patient eventually corrected the lipase and the bilirubin, and is thought to be related to choledocholithiasis. Period. It has improved, and he recovered. Another complication was a left chest pleural effusion that had to be drained. 600 cc's were obtained. After antibiotic therapy, the patient was improving gradually. He was discharged, and ever since then has been in very stable condition. He recovered his kidney function. Today he comes for a follow-up of the condition, and the laboratory workup shows that this is the serum creatinine is 2.6, the BUN is 52, the calcium is 9, the chloride 99, the potassium is 5.1. Sodium is 136 and the CO2 is 19. The liver function test, ALT is 81, AST is 16, alkaline phosphatase is 94. The patient has an estimated GFR of 22. We don't have a protein creatinine ratio, and we will get one. Patient is CKD stage 4, has been stage 4. Number 2, during the hospital stay, the patient became anemic. Iron was given, and the patient has been recovering nicely. The current hemoglobin is 10.6, which for CKD stage 4 is adequate. The serum iron determination was 119. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure 144/53. Following number, the patient has liver cirrhosis that is compensated. Hyperuricemia that is compensated. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes with the documentation.